Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It was missing in the originals. They were added for clarity to the reader. So the King James guys are honest. They said, hey, this word wasn't there. We added it. And it was denoted by italics. You pick up the new versions, you won't find no italics there. They put whatever they want. They put whatever the translators decided needed to go there. They won't tell you. The King James translators were honest in their word. And they wanted you to know what they added for clarity. And the cool thing about that, some of the things they added, it has also been proven that when you compare scripture with scripture, it was there. You could have found it in another scripture, but it shows the continuity of God's word. Remember, when these guys translated, it was 47 to 54, and they was in different areas, and then they came together, and it matched. Because God was in the midst of it all. Because he said that he was preserving his word. One other thing I forgot to mention was... Well, actually, no, it's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. Okay, so they were honest in their word. That's what I wanted to bring out there, is that they told you the words that they were added for clarity so that the reader could understand. The next thing was... The translators believe they were handling the very words of God. They believe that they were handling the very words of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says this. Receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. The modern translators approach the scriptures in skepticism, saying, yea, hath God said? This was the first recorded sin in the Bible. It still runs rapid through the hearts and minds of most scholars and new versions promoter. A man who lacks faith in the Word of God is in no condition to translate it. And this was the problem with Westcott and Hort. They didn't believe that it was the Word of God. But yet, they came up with this Greek text that all of the modern versions are using. And one of the biggest counterfeit that we talked about last week was the New King James Bible. It says it was translated from the Textus Receptus. But we proved that out right quickly, how it points to the Westcott and Hort Greek text. And it reads just like the NIV and the ESV in so many places. Did you see that last week? The King James translators were not like this. Their scholarship far exceeded that of modern translators. Yet, they remained humbled and allowed God to use them in order to produce an infallible masterpiece. Wow. So that's another reason, because they believed that they was handling the very words of God. The next thing is that all translations compare themselves to what? The King James. They all compare themselves to the King James. Why is that? Why do you think that is? Well, if you want to be a counterfeit, you have to compare yourself to what's real. Is that right? The new versions do not compare themselves with each other. You won't see it. They always compare themselves back to God's Word. I'm here, folks, to tell you that Satan wants to destroy.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.